Oh, is it? Is it? Are we recording?
We do this every time.
Every time, I think we should have a. Never mind. You know what? I'm not going to do this. But somebody else in the room, you don't need to hear behind the scenes. No, we need a better intro because here it goes. Are you ready? I don't think you're ready.
I'm probably not ready.
Blink a blow. See, that's our intro. You would know that if you'd listened to. I know that's how we. That's how we start every episode.
Everyone.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's out of bounds. He was very clearly out of bounds.
Very clearly a touchdown. He's in the middle of the end zone.
He bobbled it as he was going out. What are you talking about?
Bobbled it.
Watch again.
I'ma just say this. I'm rooting for everybody black.
Are you talking about shirts?
I'm gonna need more clarification on how that works.
I see.
Yes. Wait for it. Bobbled. Okay, he's got 2 feet down. Fuck that guy.
Hey, so we're recording on a Thursday and watching the Chargers game, so Clyde's going to be in and out.
I am not paying a bit of attention to this game. And I could not care any less.
That is why we have a backup plan.
Which is?
Mr. Toilet Bowl himself.
That's right, we have a friend with us tonight. That's right, we do have friends. Fuck you guys. Do you want to say hi?
What's up, MC Toilet Daddy in the house? You know, had a rough first year, but you know, it's all about growing pains. I just want to take this time to thank God and my mama. You know, we're gonna come back better next year. You know, we gotta figure out what we're trying to do as a team, and you know, glory be to God and all that. And, you know, football, baby, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it to it.
So for those of you that don't know, that's our boy Chris in the house representing tonight. Since I have this opportunity, I'm going to take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, how do you feel your first season went in the league?
You know, the first season, you know, it's kind of like, you know, most of the Middle East, you know, it was rough. I had to be real careful about what I said there because I wasn't trying to get canceled. But, you know, we'll get them next year. Glory be to God. And, you know, my mama. And, you know, we got a good team. We got good coaches, good you know, good staff. And we're going to come back better than ever.
Well, Chris, you're not. You got at least one game left.
Yeah, you're not quite done yet. I mean, you didn't quite make the playoffs. You put up a good effort. You did a lot of things that people will argue about to improve your team. But you're not done just because you missed the playoff. There are still a few matches to decide.
Games that matter. Games that matter the most, honestly.
Oh yeah, and I'll be honest. Like, and we were talking about this earlier. These games matter the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being in the playoffs is one thing. Being in line to do damn column drill, or what was it, combine drills?
Did you say Colin, or did you say Columbine?
I got close to say Columbine. It's like, those are completely different drills.
Okay, just checking.
I mean, if I'm doing Columbine drills, you know, just duck or don't show up that day. If I'm doing combine drills, same thing. But I just want to say, now that I'm aware that I'm still in this and have one more game, glory be to God. And we're going to do better in the later half of the season. We're going to come back. We're going to keep it strong. I have a full team now. I have wide receivers. I have defensive linemen. I have running backs. I have quarterbacks. Things are coming up Millhouse.
I appreciate the now that you are aware at 7:43 on a Thursday when the week has already started. You know, classic Chris.
You know what? Some people have a theme, and this man plays to his strengths.
Was it not? I feel like we have no structure for this episode, but Chris, you are playing the champ. You're playing the champ. in the toilet bowl, which is a special privilege.
I mean, is there any added extra pressure to beat the champ so that he has to be facing being an absolute last place?
Especially given that I don't think we've ever had a person win the league and then miss the playoffs the next season. I don't think that's ever happened.
That's never happened. Not only that, we've never had a team that won that was this bad.
Sure.
I cannot think of a time where somebody won and immediately just shat the bed as hard as our buddy Matt did.
Yeah. More on that later.
Yeah. Anyway, is there any added pressure to beat the reigning champ?
I just want to say, glory be to God. Through him, all things are possible. That being said, I'm going to eat his children. I'm going to mercilessly hound him on the field, both verbally and physically, literally and metaphorically. Thank you.
It's very apt that he's the only one that actually has kids in the league right
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That we know of.
Allegedly, I think I'm still child free.
I think people are going to think that what Chris is doing right now is a bit. No, that's just what it's like to be friends with Chris. That's just like this. That's what I put up with. You know, it's like every time I say, "Hey, Chris, you want to come over?" Yeah, as you know, as before I come over, I just like to say, just really quick.
Anyway, for those of y'all that haven't met Chris, that is Chris in a nutshell. Y'all should meet him because he's awesome. We love him. Even if his team did suck. Man, your team sucked.
Whew, I mean, to be fair, my defense, I didn't really have a team until now. And that was mostly thanks to a trade that literally was the equivalent to trying to solve world hunger. And I appreciate the effort that you guys put in. Because it's like, I don't want to say I had a shit team, but it's the equivalent to the first Avengers movie where Loki shows up and then it's like, okay, so for the first two thirds, nothing but S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. And then in the third act, that's when we get Captain America. That's pretty much what happened. So thank you guys for that. That being said, fuck, I had a shitty team.
Honestly, and this is the other thing we were joking about. This is the first time we didn't have a rookie team just absolutely wipe the floor with everybody.
Correct.
This is a rare treat for everybody. So, hey, welcome to the league. Got your ass whooped, and you took it like a champ.
I was not ready. This shit is serious business. Like, when I was at work, halfway through answering a domestic, I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? And my partner at one point was like, oh God, is everything okay? Does he have a weapon? Like, oh no, everything's good. I'm just down by like 20 points. Because I started the wrong fucking wide receiver, but we're not going to talk about that. And by wrong receiver, I meant I forgot to set my lineup and did not realize that somebody was on IR. Fuck you, Thielen. I say that like it's your fault, but it's mine. But like now moving forward, I cannot wait for next season because I have to say this is the most fucking fun I've had in quite some time. And it's also amazing the chaos that you get to cause for people. Because it's like, half the time, I didn't even set my fucking lineup. I just said, oh, yeah, that's a thing. And then I had to find out from you when you got home, hey, you know you won today, right? And I'm like, what? Yeah.
The amount of joy that I got out of your two wins against Mike makes up for if I lose the rest of the games this season. I cannot tell you. After I made it to the playoffs, the amount of joy I got from listening to Mike break down how he lost to you twice.
You know, like the Kevin Hart stand-up special where he's just like, like that. That is how I felt every time. And I understand that we have a podcast, and I just made a face, and nobody understands. But everybody knows exactly what I'm referencing.
Chris, you are a joyous addition to the crew. I look forward to season two.
I tell you what, been entertaining.
Oh God! Yeah.
I've never seen a person give less of a shit and do as well.
To be fair, in my defense, it wasn't that I didn't give a shit. It's so I have what's known as TOT, TOT, which stands for touch of the tism. So I get really distracted really easily.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I know when I have to do something, but then it's like, oh, squirrel. And then I get fucking distracted and I have to get back on track.
Which is why this is like the best kind of league for you to be in, as like, you know, one of your like earliest leagues, because our league can best be summed up by the phrase, you do too much.
I'm just saying, you and Cesar could probably have a wonderful discussion on the joyous drugs that you can get your hands on.
Oh man,
that will help with that.
So fucking many. Like, okay, so I like to say to, you know, Big Pharma, you know, shout out to giving us meds that keep us focused and hypervigilant. However, if you're focused and hypervigilant on the wrong shit, whoo boy, because there's nothing like being in a police chase and instead of giving out directions, you're trying to figure out how you can beat the spread by an additional 2 points. And it's like, oh yeah, he went left. Oh, I'm sorry. Northbound. Ugh. Gotta be professional. And then constantly losing your shit while on the call because, and I quote, you started the wrong fucking wide receiver. And part of the fun for me in, like, you know, setting my lineup and whatnot is just seeing, like, how much I can improve my odds, and it's never enough. It's like the worst fucking addiction possible, because it's like, ooh, okay, all right, not okay, I can win by an additional 5 points.
It's just more evidence that projected points hurts more than it helps.
It does, because there was one time, it was fucking 50-50. I don't know who I was playing against. I think it was Dan. But it was 50-50. I'm like, okay, I could win this. And then I checked back in, and that 50-50 turned into 90-10 real fucking quick. And I'm like, oh no, this is not what I thought would happen. Halfway through, I just decided, you know what? Thanos got 5 of the fucking stones already. You know, shit, fuck it. We already in the end game. I'm just wait 5 years, come back, see where this leads. I will say, of all the people, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, what got me to take this league seriously, and I'm not saying it like I was just like, eh, I'm just like, you know, it's whatever, but I didn't really feel the competition, the competitive drive, until I just got fucking decimated by Jason. And I'm like, oh no. Never again. Never again. The North remembers, Jason. The North remembers.
It's so bad. And here's the thing. Jason's team didn't do that just to you. He dropped 200 on 3 or 4 different teams. His team was not bad. It was just not great down to, like, you know, overall. He had what, 3 weeks?
He had a good few weeks. I think the thing that's kind of telling about Jason's team. So Jason finished 3-11.
Yep.
Right.
But if he played Chris's schedule, Jason would have been 8-6.
Damn.
Yeah. Likewise, if he played Eric's schedule, Jason would have been 8-6.
Well, but here's the thing, like, and I remember this, because I played Jason like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it came down to the fucking wire. Like, he dropped 210 on me, and I beat him like by 4 or 5, and he only lost because he started the wrong defensive back.
Right.
You had one guy out. Yeah. And I like, had he started somebody, he would have whooped my ass. And I was like, yeah.
Week 13
was bizarre because you lost to everybody except one person.
Yeah.
But to kind of get at, so this is the first episode in 2 weeks. Apologies. Joe gave me COVID.
So we were on the shelf for a week there.
Yeah, he does that shit. You gotta watch out for that motherfucker.
He's trying to sabotage my season, man. The brain fog on this one has been real. On Sunday, I was like, I set my lineup, and then I looked at it, and I was like, nope, that's not what it is. Nope. Yeah. So, luckily, we're getting a playoff episode in.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, congratulations on making the playoffs.
Thank you. And now, I don't give a shit what happens. And I'm playing Carlos, and I guarantee you he also does not give a shit what happens.
There are two players that actually give a fuck right now, and they're both me and Joe.
I think it's you and Eric that care the most, because we're at a point in the season where I believe you could face Eric in the championship game.
I could.
Which really, just from like a podcast season, from like a narrative that we've had on our episodes perspective, you versus Eric would really be something.
It would be interesting.
Cause you would have to confront
my love for
your love for Eric and your desire to destroy him.
Oh, I would destroy. I would, it would be, I would turn on a dime. It would be shocking how quick.
Yeah, I would
go fuck you, Eric.
I would wash the shit out of that episode of Dragon Ball Z. That would be great.
It would be 2 weeks of me going, I'm rooting for Eric to fuck that guy and everything he stands for. I hope he dies in a fire tomorrow.
Yeah, it would just be me clipping the moments in our episodes where you said, I love Eric this season. Eric's my boy this season. This is going to be great. And then just cutting directly to you being like, I will end his existence. I will snap him out of the ether.
If I have to go collect the 6 Infinity Stones to snap his ass out of existence, I will do that to get my trophy.
That's too many Infinity Stones.
There are 6.
Are there 6?
There are 6.
But there's not. That's some too many fingers.
There's one on the palm.
Is there one on the palm?
There is.
No, there's one on the palm. To circle back around to fantasy football.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't remember what we were talking about. Jason, I think, maybe. Yes. Something.
Yeah, Jason had a couple of good weeks. Like, he absolutely destroyed for 3 weeks. He had 3 or 4 weeks of 200-plus points on people. One of those came against me, and he lost, the bastard, like he's supposed to. If everybody else had caught that fucking memo. Like, I don't know, Eric and Carlos.
Well, let's do this. In week 14, which was the last week of the regular season.
Sure.
Caesar beat everybody but me.
I didn't really play that week, though.
Okay. I just want it known that Caesar beat everybody but me. Because I think he deserves people to know that. Since he's in the toilet bowl, that he would have beat everybody but me.
As he sits in the toilet bowl.
And if he had beaten me,
he wouldn't be in the toilet bowl.
He wouldn't be in the toilet bowl. I'd still be in the playoffs, and Dan would be in the toilet bowl.
I cannot tell you, Chris, Dan, or Carlos, how much I rooted against literally all of you. I wanted you to lose, Mike. I wanted Carlos to lose.
Yeah, because you want the easiest possible path
Dan
to the
to
belt.
Lose.
I understand.
I wanted all three of you guys to lose so you could all watch in agony as one of you asses
I would have loved nothing more than for Caesar to beat me, make the playoffs, beat me in the playoffs, and then destroy you.
I would have been okay with it. If fucking Caesar destroys me in the playoffs to get the belt, I would happily, happily send that belt to him. No, that's a lie. I'd fucking be pissed about everything. Everybody would burn. I'd burn this fucking league to a ground.
You just break into Matt's house, take the belt, smooch it, and then send it off.
I would literally kiss it and then shit on it and send it to him with a cover in shit. The bastard.
Also in week 14, Eric beat Jason, and no one was surprised, but it was close there for half a minute. Joe beat Matt again. No one is shocked. Carlos beat Clyde.
Yeah, he did. My team shat hard.
Carlos beat Clyde, and that, to me, I was like, oh, it can be done.
Like, I was really upset about my team name that week because I had lived up to the hype of Destroyer Hope. I destroyed everybody's hope going into that week. And then I didn't, and then I realized I knocked Dan in the playoffs in the other league, so it still reigned supreme.
Sure.
Fuck you, Dan.
I mean, either way, like, even if Carlos had lost to you,
he was in. Yeah.
But it, you know, an impressive showing nonetheless.
I wanted him to sweat a little bit, man.
I mean, he was sweating the second he looked at his remaining schedule, saw me, you, and Dan, and just went fuck.
And then you ran the fucking gauntlet.
Nope, lost to me.
Well, I mean, he's gotta play you. In the playoffs, and then
correct.
Me, the winner of you and him, gets me.
I know we don't talk about other leagues in this podcast, but he does play me in two leagues this week.
It's great. I love the amount of cross-connect that we have between all of our leagues. Yeah, it's pretty great. Just the four of us going
and
against
then,
each other.
Lastly, in week 14, Chris lost to Dan.
I did. It was a sobering experience, and... I just want to say, Dan, I know you're one of the nicest people I've ever met. And, you know, that being said, I fucking hate you. Glory be to God. through him, all things possible. And I'm on some Topher Grace, Eddie Brock level shit right now. And I just want him to kill you. To just ruin your life and make you just suffer in the worst way possible, because I feel like I could have avoided the toilet bowl if I just won those last 2 to 3 games and then you happened. And I mean, it wasn't you, it was just me forgetting to set my lineup again. but I'm gonna blame you. All my problems in life are your fault. And yeah, you are my enemy. I hope you die.
So like I was all prepared to be like, you are doing this all wrong, and then that turn, and never mind. That was applaud worthy.
Chris, let me tell you how to podcast. Oh no, you got it. All right.
I was gonna be like, you never let apologize or any of that shit. You just blame them from the word go. And then you turned, and I was like, all right, you got it. You got the memo. Right. I didn't even have to say nothing. He just read my fucking mind. That's all right.
So let's pause the recording. Let me explain our shtick to... Oh, okay.
He got it. You got it.
You
it took him a minute, but he got there. It's all good.
It's the pro wrestler in me. You know, you come out, you think, okay, babyface. Oh, shit, Hulk Hogan. He's there to save him. Wrong. He was a third man all alone. NWO, baby.
So yeah, as a result of all those matchups in week 14... we got some matchups this week in week 15, and I guess we'll start with the regular playoffs, because who cares. Clyde, you got a bye.
I did, for being the greatest.
Joe gets a bye,
for being the second okayest.
I play, well, we'll skip me, because Eric came in third.
He did.
And we'll play Dan, who is in sixth.
I was rooting for him too, man. Not Dan, Eric.
Currently, Dan is projected to beat Eric.
Boo! Boo Dan! Boo that man! Boo.
So the...
Boo Tay!
The love continues.
Until we get to the playoffs, or the finals, yeah. Okay. I'm rooting for Eric, man. And when I eventually lose to you or Carlos, I'm going to be rooting for Eric to win the whole goddamn thing.
So, yes, that is accurate. I play Carlos this week, and then you would play either me or Carlos in round two, which means that the thing that we've been talking about all year, where you and I play each other in the championship game, will not occur.
Yeah, it'll just happen next week.
I mean, maybe right now.
I don't think you're prepared for the podcast if it comes down to me versus you next week. We'll have to not.
We may not have an episode again. We'll have to do it remotely.
We'll have to figure this shit out.
Chris will have to throw on his referee shirt. Like,
it'll be the first video podcast where it's just like there'll be a cage match.
I was gonna say we might just wrestle.
Yeah.
If we called up your buddies, could we use the ring? If we explained the situation and then had medical officers outside the ring to support whoever died first.
Well, because it's not who would win the wrestling match. It's who survives. Yeah, it's who doesn't tear something.
Okay, how much training do each of you have?
Absolutely not.
Is there a negative that we could put in there?
I mean,
I have lifted weights.
I looked at weights once.
Okay, so we got 70s-style wrestler versus 80s-style wrestler.
Best case scenario was the Rocky freeze frame.
Honestly, I could be able to pull some strings.
I'm going to take this moment to just say, fire everybody! That is a fourth fucking fumble! Are you out of your fucking mind? Well, the good news is I really don't got to worry about fucking Austin Eckler putting up any numbers because we can't get the fucking ball back.
It's okay.
Is it? Is it? Because I'm pretty sure we have 27 yards of offense. 27. And 4 turnovers.
So it's not okay.
No, because there's still 9.5 minutes left in the second quarter.
So does the NFL have a slaughter rule? Like, can we just stop
this touchdown?
Playing?
Who scored it?
Bolden. I thought their backup Bolden. Was Amir Abdullah.
Yeah, this is a third string.
Bolden.
Well,
technically fourth string.
I'm going to hand over the mic because there's going to be a lot of curse words here that I don't need all the...
Like, I know that Keenan Allen is out and Justin Herbert is hurt, but, like, they don't play defense. Like, what's going on?
God damn it. Glad it gets better. I don't know how to tell you this, but it's still the second quarter. So
it's not even halftime.
No. Amir
White has so much rushing yards that we have yards. Period. Done. Aiden O'Connell has as many touchdowns as we have turnovers.
You know, y'all could really use some Josh Dobbs.
I kind of feel maybe.
Fire everyone. Out of a cannon at a wall that's 2 feet away. Like a specific brick wall. See how many of our coaches we can fire straight at a brick wall before it falls apart.
And
run out of coaches before the wall breaks, so be it.
And I believe we're at that point in that podcast.
Trey Pipkins was high as fuck.
Where
you cannot convince me that Trey wasn't high as balls in that photo. His eyes are more bloodshot than mine are right now.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to replace Clyde in this episode with Chris. At least until halftime.
I just came up with a new idea for the NFL. So in situations like this, when it's literally 35-0, and it's not even halftime, I'm not saying should do this out of spite. They should play songs of inspiration and motivation. Sarah McLachlan's In the Arms of an Angel.
Raiders will stop beating them?
Before kickoff, I think every team should be able to pick one player on the opposing team to be microdosed.
just at the coin toss, they flip. Team calls the heads tails, and as soon as it lands, you can name one person. Can't be the quarterback. Can't be the quarterback. It has to can't be the quarterback.
In keeping with the league tradition, it has to be the kicker.
No, oh, God. It has to be the kicker. I mean, I'm just thinking about
kickers
this.
Is out there swatting at flies that don't exist.
Just think about this, right? Like, somebody walks up to the lead running back for the top wide receiver on the team, shakes his hand, but in their hand they hold a micro dose of extremely volatile LSD. Shake his hand. You don't know.
He'll know in about 10 minutes. You don't know.
I want to see Christian McCaffrey on LSD right now. That's all I want.
Honestly, Christian McCaffrey would be better.
Great. He would still play great. That's the fucked up part.
Christian McCaffrey would still get 3 touchdowns. He wouldn't even know where the fuck he is. He wouldn't know his name, but he'd be like, I see a fucking wall and a hole in it. I'm going to run at it.
Here's what I want to know. What is it about the 3-person dynamic that causes us to go wildly?
So with me and you...
Off the rails.
With me and you, there's a structure. There is a structure. Think about it. The last couple weeks, sure. There's a structure.
Yeah, we know what we're going. It's a wild card. You're the wild card. That's what it is.
The third person takes that structure and goes, yeah, fuck that shit. We go a mile away. And then we, because we can't help ourselves... Just go, all right, let's see where that goes.
To my improv classes. Yes, and.
the best way to sum this up, I feel every time.
Nope. It's 4th and 1, 2 minutes in on the 50, and we go for it.
Yeah, because you're down 35-0.
You got to do something.
Should have done it earlier.
What they should do is give the ball to Max Crosby. That's what they should do. Hey.
Should have done something. I have an idea. This might be revolutionary, but maybe. Don't turn it over 4 times in the first quarter.
So Carlos and I don't care, and one of us is going to face you. Dan and Eric play each other. And
I hope you post this unedited.
At this point, we are about an hour in, and I just might.
Just so people can hear the just batshit crazy way our recordings go with 3 people. Because it's like this every time. He's not joking. Every time.
We talked about regular playoffs. So all of the people who aren't going to get punished, we just talked about. And none of us like each other, but we're all happy. And we all high-five each other for not being in the bottom 4 teams. The bottom 4 teams being Jason, Matt, Chris, and Caesar.
You know, the worst of the worst.
The worst.
Most awful people that we know. And Chris.
So, in the toilet bowl round 1. Now, again, this is a win and out. So, you want to win so you don't have to go into the championship poopy game. Jason is playing Caesar and right now is projected to win by about a point. Matt is playing Chris and right now is projected to win by 11.
Give it time. Matt will find a way.
Matt, I hope, finds a way because there's nothing that I want more than for someone to win the league and immediately have to run combine drills the next season.
It would be such a great story.
I also like want it to be Matt because he's the most fit person in the league, and I kind of want to see how good he does.
Oh no, he would set a record which everybody would be competing to try and beat and fail miserably.
Oh, 100%. Like that's just what we're gonna do now is just like try to beat everybody.
Yeah.
With their combine.
Like
times.
A part of me does want it to be Chris just so he can set the bar really low.
So that like when we're in the toilet bowl, it's like, all right, well.
So the 1 year where we fuck up and land out down there, we're like, all right, I can be fucked.
It's Chris. Like, I can beat that 40 time. Yeah, but Chris said it with a torn ACL. Yeah, but I can beat it.
And here's the thing, like Jason would be okay because he might set the 40 time, but I know I can outlift his ass.
Sure.
I got that.
Yeah, well, especially because like, that's going to be the one. Everybody's going to shoot for the bench press because the bench press is the only one that we're not going to do under the influence.
Yeah.
Like the bench presses, they're just like, just lift. But just like, lift it out.
I know my ass, and drunk, sober, like on speed, I'm never going to do the 40 time.
For, oh, I mean, yeah, no, for sure. Like, running is terrible and a bad idea. And I don't know why people do it.
Fuck that up.
We should decide if we want to do general combine drills, which I think is at least how we're starting. But also, I think it would be really fun to do position specific drills. Like, if we just like one year, we're just like, we're doing O line this year.
Oh, yeah, I want to do the wide receiver one where we get those throw bait.
It's just because the wide receiver would be the worst one because it's just straight agility for the whole day.
It's agility and reaction. Yeah, which, yeah. As you get drunker, would be worse.
Sure.
You know.
Oh, somebody's gonna hit in the face. Yeah. We need. Okay. So if we're gonna do wide receiver drills, we need a jugs machine though, because I'm not throwing those.
Oh yeah. No, we absolutely need a fucking machine that can throw that thing at like 50, 60 miles an hour.
I heard 50, 60 miles an hour, and I'm here for it.
60.
So that's the playoffs for week 15. You know, I think this podcast from a rooting standpoint, I'm rooting for Jason to win, and I'm rooting for Chris to win. Because I want to see Matt versus Caesar in the toilet bowl.
I am rooting for Matt to lose and Jason to lose. Because I want to see a battle of the suck.
You want to see 9 versus 10.
Yeah. Okay. I want to see those two in the bottom.
I just think it would be interesting to have a man who was almost in the playoffs in the fucking toilet bowl championship. And I know I say that as the person who that could have been earlier this season. And I tell you what, it would have been interesting.
Here's my thing, man. Like, the only thing that's going to get me to root for Cesar to lose is to root for a three-peat of bottom feeders. And I'm looking forward to a little bit of diversity down at the bottom. That's all.
And then in the regular playoffs, the winner of Eric and Dan plays Joe. That's the only thing we didn't mention.
But for, like, reasons... Aside from, like, my rooting for Eric to get in the championship.
Uh-huh.
Boring. Which is something I usually say about Matt's, but Matt's matchup is actually not boring.
Matt is very excited. It also might be very boring.
Could it not be?
But we'll find out. Speaking of, by the way, and I can't believe we're now mentioning this an hour and 10 minutes into the episode.
Yeah.
Carlos's Photoshop work so far this season.
Oh, has been fun.
Which, no. Chris, did you see your elimination picture?
I did not.
Okay, hold.
I'm pulling it up.
Hold. Please come over here because I want to get... So you got eliminated from the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what Carlos does every year for the uninitiated is he Photoshops elimination photos for every team in the league.
Okay. I recognize that receding hairline. Yes. Pull it up.
That's you. Clyde, can you pull it up on your phone?
Yeah, go ahead. I would kill.
Clyde has it better.
I would kill for that hairstyle.
Here you go.
Send that to me. Please send that to me. Because you know what? At this point, I'm like Marshawn Lynch, man. Y'all know why I'm here. I'm just going along for the ride. I'm doing side quests at this moment. God damn. That needs to be achieved.
Carlos sent me this one, and I was like, I love this so much. Chris's is one of the best by far. I also... Jason's is, like, fine. But Matt's is special. We need to talk about Matt's.
I gotta go back and look at Matt's.
I pinned Matt's, which reminds me, I need to pin the other ones. I
can't go back and look at them. Oh...
His is special.
Matt's is great. Matt's is unique and special.
It's deservedly unique because, you know, the champ.
Uh-huh.
Also the team name.
I also, I agree with Justin Jefferson's thoughts there.
Yep, as do I. He is, without a question in my mind, the worst champion. Is that a fucking helmet-to-helmet on Derwin James? You son of a bitch. Could you learn to not do that?
So here's the thing about Matt. If...
Oh, no, this face mask. That's even better.
If we didn't have a constant reminder, because we do the podcast, and so we have to keep track of who won last year. If we didn't have to do that, would you have any idea that Matt won the league?
I wouldn't know that Matt was in the league, period.
Because usually there's like, Joe at least reminds us once a week that he won the league when he's won the league.
Motherfucker, if you didn't get 12 gifts reminding you that he was a champ a day. I want you to understand, you want to root against me. You specifically want to root against me. Because I'm going to just walk in your house with that fucking belt.
Good.
Every day.
You know what? No,
I'll find reasons to come over to your house every day.
Here's the thing. And I know that at this point, that's basically a catchphrase on the podcast, is us saying, here's the thing. But here's the thing. Fucking finally, somebody who uses the belt for its intended purpose, which is to shame and embarrass the people who do not have it. Matt has possessed the belt this entire season. I haven't seen it. I haven't heard about it. He hasn't brought it to us. He hasn't waved it in front of our faces.
I think he lost it.
I probably, when you had it, I at least periodically heard about it. Joe, granted, I never saw the belt, but he at least reminded us where it was.
Oh, yeah. On the daily.
I made a goddamn video about the thing.
It's true.
Carlos, we heard his ideas about what he was going to do with it, which, man, I've never wanted a person who didn't win the league to have won the league more. Because those trash talk videos would have been, like, outstanding. Like, outstanding.
If he ever wins it, it's going to be just phenomenal. I mean, it's never going to happen because it's Carlos, but if he ever
did, I mean, it would
be phenomenal.
He'll sniff it and then choke. That's what he does.
Yeah, he'll get to the final a couple more times. And then, you know, just...
Because here's what I think is going to happen for Carlos. I think Carlos beats me this week. I think that's what happens. I think he gets to you. Okay. I think he actually has a shot at beating you. What I think is going to be interesting for Carlos is that he is either going to win... or come extremely close to winning the championship. And then he has to wrestle with the fact that clearly his strategy of auto-drafting in the queue did not work.
No.
It was a bad strategy and it didn't work from the jump. But also, it's the closest he's been.
Oh, I don't know that I could... I don't think I could wrap my head around that. I don't know that as a, if I... Because I've always done fairly okay in the, like, in the league. Last year being the one blight against my resume, right?
Right.
I don't know that I would be able to wrap my head around if, like, the season I had won, I had auto-drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next season, I, like, spent time and effort and tried and did that. And came in last place.
That's the thing, is, like, last season... Carlos put an effort and tried and looked things up and probably made, you know, research and made, I mean, I don't know. He, one of us, at least in this league, pays for shit. So I'm sure that he maybe paid. I have an athletic subscription that I've used.
I actually have the PFF subscription, but I got it after the draft.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I haven't used it.
We're going to use that.
I have not opened it up since I got it.
We'll use that in the offseason. But like, and then here he is, having not shown a holy shit.
We did get shut out. What up? Let's go. Chargers gonna win this in the second half. Let's go.
I'm so mad I didn't start Josh Palmer right now.
What? He's got one catch for 50 yards and a touch, 79 yards on the touchdown. Jesus Christ, that's 14.9 points. We only down. Checks math. 42. Let's go.
So we just took an approximate 1 hour intermission.
I mean, to be fair, we were talking about sandwiches.
Yes. In large part to determine how we end this episode.
Fur.
And then we just started arguing about sandwiches.
Which we will continue now.
Because apparently that's how we end this episode, is to argue about sandwiches.
Well, I mean, we just spent an hour arguing about that shit. Now we turn on the mics.
Fair enough. Fair enough. How do we argue about sandwiches on a podcast?
My sandwich is better than your sandwich.
Okay. So do I just propose a sandwich and then you tried to shoot it out of the sky? Or like, what are we doing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Chris, have a sandwich.
My personal favorite sandwich?
Yep.
Hands down, the greatest sandwich of all time, the Italian beef combo, because you have your beef and you have your Italian sausage on a French roll dipped
with Jarnier. You can't go wrong. It's protein, greens, carbs. It's the whole. You can get cheese on it. Mozzarella. It's perfected.
I hesitate to refer to Jardiner as greens, but I will give it to you.
he is already at the bottom of the totem pole.
Bottom.
But
I was going to make my sandwich the Italian beef sandwich, and then he threw his sausage into it, and that automatically makes it better.
Bottom.
Okay, what is your ideal sandwich?
Oh, I got three on top of that already.
You have wait, really quick. So that is a Chicago staple. Either the Chicago Italian beef or the Chicago combo.
Yeah, of course the two Chicago homers are going to go for the homer pick.
Sure. So, I can't wait to hear what yours are, Mr. Well-Traveled. I can't wait for the pulled pork sandwich, the Philly cheesesteak, and a taco.
The taco? Tri-tip. Give me that tri-tip.
Oh, so I was right on the first two.
I'm not saying you was wrong. I was just saying you got to get it more right.
I feel strongly that California would not claim a tri-tip sandwich, but they would claim tri-tip.
They would take the sandwich.
A tri-tip sandwich is good.
It's great.
I recently ate a tri-tip sandwich. You know what it was worse than? A Chicago combo and a Chicago Italian beef sandwich. Tri-tip is delicious, but then you take the tri-tip, you dip it into it, something like the Italian jus, you throw a sausage on it. Delicious!
Yes.
You know what you could also do?
Now I want to do a Chicago Italian beef tri-tip sandwich. Boom!
Roasted?
Smoked.
Ah! Got me. There it is.
We combined the two, we made the best sandwich. Hey, the Chargers scored. Well, they're only down by 43.
Like, I was here and ready to argue, but I think we're done. Like, the argument's done. It's over.
We combined the two.
That was quick. Like, great argument, boys. We just came up with a great idea. Now we're going to have a restaurant, but already it's been, you know.
This is the equivalent of fucking Dawn of Justice when Batman and Superman find out their mothers have the same name. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. We're friends now.
I forgot
yeah,
about
we were that was ready a
defining
to
moment.
We were ready to fight there for a second, and then we just combined it.
All right. Martha. So your other two sandwiches were.
Yeah, no,
were
I'm not even kidding. Like, here's the thing for me with the Philly cheesesteak, though. I'm here for a Philly cheesesteak, but I like the chicken cheesesteak more.
Okay, so fine. Not from there, don't care. But what's interesting to me, like if you take, I think the best comparison for like a regional sandwich would be like the Chicago Italian beef and the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, you don't have a lot of variations on the Chicago Italian beef sandwich. You can get it dry, wet, or dipped. And that's like about it. But with the Philly cheesesteak, we're doing, are you doing provolone? Are you doing a white American? Are you doing cheese whiz? Are you doing onions? Are you not doing onions? Are you doing chopstick? Are you doing like...
There are two choices. What meat are you putting on there and what cheese? That is it. Now, you can start listing off every cheese known to man, but there are two. You're doing cheese whiz or you're doing provolone. And when it comes to meat, you either doing the...
But half the Philly places do white American.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Pat's is no
white American.
Sure.
It's a combination of white American and provolone. Trust me, when the last time the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, I researched this heavily.
All I'm saying, like,
the Philly cheesesteaks I made for the Super Bowl, a combination of provolone and white American.
We can argue about all the cheese you want. The biggest two questions you got to answer.
Thank you.
The biggest two questions. What meat, which is 9 times out of 10, that fucking steak bullshit they cut up.
Well, that's the other thing about a Philly cheesesteak is like it's in my mind it's supposed to be very thin sliced ribeye steak.
Yeah.
But then you have plenty of places that just go like. I mean, we found Steakums in the freezer. We're just gonna do that.
That's the thing. Like you get to the food carts that got out there. They ain't got that thin sliced ribeye. Because how the fuck you gonna cook a ribeye out on a fucking like street corner, man?
You slice it first and then you just have to you cook it.
They ain't doing that. That's too much money. They ain't spending that kind of money. I'm talking about the food carts that are like, I don't know, the size of like the table I got right here.
Are you going to malls for your sandwiches? Like, no. What's happening right now?
No, I'm going across the street from my... When I was in Philly, I was going across the street to the damn street corner where they had...
Are you referring to a food cart as a food court?
No. Yeah, what did I say? I said food court.
You're saying food court.
Wait, no, I'm saying that wrong. Food cart. Meant food cart. It comes out as court because that's the draw I got. Do you think that Davante Adams would rather Aiden O'Connell or Derek Carr?
I think he would rather retire.
He wants Aaron Rodgers back, don't lie.
What the fuck? Yeah,
he wants Aaron Rodgers right
Aiden
now.
O'Connell is Favre. That's where I'm at.
He's NFL Favre, and I'm here for it. Yeah, I'm 100% here for it.